This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. Well, Fest on Fest is a festival of a very different nature, which is coming back to Cambridge for a second time on the 11th and 12th of February. It's curated by Hannah Yilgren and Heidi Rusgaard, who together form H2 Dance. And Hannah joins me on the phone now. So tell us all about it then. Tell us about Fest on Fest. It is a very different kind of festival, isn't it?
Yeah, so the idea from the festival came out of... And I feeling there was a need for coming together as artists and spending time and work from a perhaps slightly different angle than the normal dance festival. So we're framing it as a choreography festival, which means that's kind of the lens we're looking at it. Also, the work that we're presenting is primarily female makers, which also is slightly different. I mean, we didn't kind of set that out, but it's a kind of just forefronting female makers and looking at it in a choreographic point of view, and also making it more a place where you can hang out and you can meet and you can have a party, you can have a drink, you can have a chat with artists and all this. It's a sort of social as much as a place where you view work. So that's a really important part of it.
Okay, and it really, you're taking over the Junction. You've got stuff going on in all three of the venues and also on the mezzanine floor at Junction 2. Film screenings, you've got everything. What will people expect over the 2 days?
Yeah, so it's going to be a really brilliant and lovely and exciting place to hang out, I think, for the sort of afternoon and evening. So there'll be film screenings by a lovely local Peterborough artist called Kate, and the Brighton-based artist called Welly O'Brien. There'll be one of their films called Land. They used to work with a dance company called Kanduko together. There's another film called Blind Dancer by a Norwegian, UK-based artist called Maria Lloyd, which that will run. Then we have a really exciting Swedish Brazilian artist called Quarto, which will make a sort of durational choreographic work with a really extensive and long rope that they've been working with for 10 years as part of their practice. And then there'll be other stage works. Heidi and I will show our new work, Amplified Edition. Malik, a performance artist, will show their new work in progress in the studio. And also a woman called Janine Harrington will show a really kind of mesmeric work called Screensaver. So this is all kind of form part of the program, as well as food, drink, music, and talks, discuss, and also more sort of really welcoming, that people can just pop in for one or two shows or a talk, or they can stay for the whole 2 days. I mean, ideally we want people to stay around because that will just make things more exciting, and maybe you can go a little bit sort of more deeper into discussions and what performance is and what we need as artists at the moment in order to kind of support each other and make our work a bit more sustainable in quite a tricky climate.
Well, I was going to say, arts funding is always one of the first things to go, isn't it? And,
exactly.
And it's had a rough few years, I know. Tell us about yourselves then. Tell us about yourself and Heidi. You've been around for a while. Tell us what it is you know, how did that all come about?
Yeah, so Heidi and I worked together for 20 years now. So we met sort of through training, dance and choreography training in London, both Scandics, and felt sort of some, I guess, support in terms of working together and coming from the Nordic countries. We also now work very much across Norway, Sweden and the UK. That's part of our kind of making and touring and process. And our work is very much looking at meetings of differences. So we worked with sort of singing and singers and choirs as a concept. We worked with the two of us as a meeting. With this current piece that we're making, we looking at the material and objects of the theatre space and kind of choreographing that. And also looking very much at the hierarchy, so kind of trying to, I guess, look at how we can work less hierarchical and this that are perhaps not so often seen in the work, or perhaps a little bit more hidden and quiet, so sort of filing them and that more. than what the scene is in our opinion. So that's kind of aim really with the festival and our work and our practice. And the work is also very visual. I mean, it's like all the works are very visual, and they might not necessarily use dance or movement as choreography, but our work is very much working with objects and material. There's other work working with voice and text, so it's sort of different use as a choreographic practice, and not necessarily the body always.
And do you find that curating a festival like this, does that give you as artists a chance to sort of try your hand and just get some experience and just working with other forms, for example, film
definitely.
And stuff like that?
Is yeah,
that...
yeah. It's a real learning process, and also something else, and looking at the practice from a different perspective, and also, I guess, empowering the artist to make decisions and to try stuff which, I mean, often we're kind of the lowest of the pecking orders in terms of we're not part of the decision making in the scene, but it's somehow lifting up and profiling artists and giving them or us a voice, I guess, often. And it's exciting and it's learning and it's difficult, but it's a great, great experience.
Indeed. Now, it's interesting. What I find as well is tickets and everything. It's pay what you can. I mean, we're suggesting £5 a day pass, which is highly reasonable, really, to be honest.
Definitely.
What's the thinking behind that? Is it just to try and encourage more students and people like that, people perhaps of lower incomes in?
Exactly. It doesn't want it to be extortionate or elitist in any way. So, in a way, it seems quite honest to me. If you know, you can pay more, you pay a bit more. If you can't, then you pay less. And I think it's a way. I think people are normally honest about these things. And I think it's something that Cambridge Junction has tried a few other events. Did it really work as a kind of concept? And I think it sounded like a good idea to open it up to more people that perhaps are not able or don't normally spend their money on going to the theatre or going to arts events.
And in terms of the festival, because this is your second time around, is this really building to be a thing now? Are you expecting to be back again next year?
Yeah, definitely. It's something that we'd like to be kind of a yearly or a biannual event. So the first one was smaller. It only took place in London, Deptford. And this year we're doing London, Deptford, South London, and Cambridge, and also Colchester. So in a way, working where there's need, and also working it being a touring concept or something that is flexible enough to be in different places. So 1 year, perhaps the UK, the following year, UK, and potentially even Scandinavia. So it's sort of trying to connect up scenes, and there's more of a open and fluid and kind of... concept in terms of a touring festival, but it's definitely something that we're looking to continue.
Excellent. All right. Well, look, it's been lovely to speak to you this morning. Good luck on it. We'll look forward to welcoming you in a few weeks' time into Cambridge,
and keep us
posted with future events. Hannah, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
This is the sound of the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.